Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast. My name is Amber, and today we're going to be talking about the case for dating one person at a time. Before we get into that, I actually want to share an exciting update and inspiring story with you. A former client of mine sent me this message on Instagram today. Hey Amber, I took your class in March 2022. Thanks to your class, I began to approach the dating process in a way that was geared towards finding a soulful and respectful friend and partner with the same goals. I learned to establish healthy expectations and establish sound boundaries. Your dating process was what I had been looking for to help me achieve my goal of finding a partner. I met this person in 2022. Sorry, I'm just taking out some of the identifiable information. I met this person in 2022, and we just got engaged this month. You made it possible for me to meet the right person after 20 years of being single. I did the work, but you gave me the formula for success. I want to say thanks from the bottom of my heart. I hope this finds you happy and well. Such an amazing story, and just so awesome to get that text on a random Wednesday. So one thing that I just made available is a sample of the workbook that I use with my clients in my coaching program From Dating to Exclusive. So you can get a free sample, which includes the first lesson that we go through together. And it also includes the table of contents, so you can see that formula to success that she was talking about. These are the core concepts, essential lessons that we learn together and work through together in a group and one-on-one in the coaching program. So if you want a sneak peek into what we go through together, as well as the first lesson, so you can kind of get a taste for what is to come in the program, then go to ambergrubenman.com/coaching. And when you join the waitlist, you'll get that free sample of the workbook that you can download immediately after. And you'll also get a discount code for the next program opening, which as of right now is in January 2024. So once you join the waitlist, you'll get priority access as well, where you can use that discount code. And in the meanwhile, you can check out some of the lessons as well as the in-depth first lesson. The link for that is going to be in the show notes of this episode. As always, you can also get my free guide called Copy and Paste Texts for When He's Pulling Away or Acting Flaky, and the link for that is going to be in the show notes of this episode as well. So today we're going to talk about the case for dating one person at a time. So first we need to talk about the opposite case, which is that the best way to date is to date multiple people at once, and the reason for that is multifold. One is that you don't get too attached to any one person too early. Two is that it makes you less anxious. Three is that it speeds up the process so you can go through more people more quickly and hopefully find your person more quickly that way. And then four is that it gives you an energy of being in demand, desirable, and like you have options, which is an attractive energy to have in dating. And I would say this was the advice that I followed, and I think that most people follow. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but today I want to make the case for dating in a different way, which is dating one person at a time, even in the early stages, even before you're exclusive. And at the end of the episode, you can kind of decide for yourself which path is best for you and which one makes the most sense to you. So going through some of those reasons that we just mentioned, this thought about dating one person at a time came from my own experience and noticing the difference in my dating experience when I slowed down and really paid attention to each person that I was connecting with. I started to question why I was dating multiple people and if those reasons actually made sense in my experience. And when I started paying attention, I actually noticed that they didn't make sense. And I'll explain why. The first reason that I just mentioned is the idea that you don't want to get too attached too quickly. And my experience, and maybe yours, is that we're really not in control of who we get attached to, right? So when you go on a date and it's great, you went on a date and it's great, and you're going to want that to work out and go further. It doesn't really matter if you go on 5 more dates that week. If you had a special connection with someone, you're going to feel automatically more invested in that connection. And we don't mitigate this by dating multiple people. When we are dating multiple people, there tends to be one person who's capturing our attention. There tends to be one person who we feel slightly more invested in, slightly more interested in, slightly more excited about. And that interest, investment, and attachment doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right person. However, that interest, investment, and attachment can prevent you from noticing who is the right person, because you might be extra attached or invested or interested in someone because they're slightly unavailable, or because they're kind of poking some of those wounds or just desires of yours. And then you might be less attuned to or noticing the more subtle qualities of connection and attraction that you have with someone that's maybe just a little bit more slow to grow. So first of all, we don't have control over that entirely. However, when we put multiple connections in the same boat, we automatically might become a little bit less attuned to which connections we're drawn to for sustainable reasons. Even if you do initially have that feeling of being less attached to any one outcome with any one person because you've got a few chats in the queue and you've been on 2 dates this week and there's a 3rd one coming up with someone you're excited about, as soon as those connections start to develop, it will become clear which connections you're feeling especially drawn to and therefore more attached to. So you don't avoid feeling that draw and attachment to someone by dating multiple people. The second argument is that dating multiple people helps us feel less anxious during the dating process. And this is something that's really widely promoted, and I think it comes from a similar perspective as that first point that, well, if we're dating multiple people, we won't be too attached or hyper-focused on anyone or overthinking about any one person. And you know just as well as I do that in the dating process, it doesn't matter how busy you are, it doesn't matter how many people you're dating, it doesn't matter how much free time you have. When you're overthinking about something, your mind will find the cracks in every moment to stuff with overthinking, right? So stuffing your calendar and your life with more things and people to prevent that overthinking or that anxiety isn't going to work. And the second thing is that I had an experience where I met someone that I really hit it off with, and we went on 2 dates, and I noticed that feeling of, wow, this is a really great connection. I really like this person. I can't wait till the next time I see this person, et cetera, et cetera. And with that, I got a little bit anxious. I got anxious about some of the behaviors of this person and how they were showing up in communication and the potential negative outcome of rejection and all of those things that we get anxious about or overthink about. And so I thought, okay, whoa, it's just been 2 dates. You need to connect with someone else. You need to get your mind off of this person. It's developing too quickly. You're getting attached too quickly. You're getting anxious. The solution is to date multiple people. So I organized another date with a new person. And unfortunately, this was one of the worst dates that I've had. And not for any fault of the person. It just was like an absolute zero connection kind of date. And when I had that date, my anxiety worsened so much more in the other connection. Because in comparison, first of all, that connection was pretty unique. So when I was comparing it to a connection that, first of all, didn't go well at all, But even if it were just a connection that was like fine or just not really it or just, you know, not as great as that one, it increased the feeling of scarcity that I had around this connection. And I hate to admit it, but on the date that wasn't going well, I was comparing to the connection that was going really well, where we had a really great connection. And I was wondering if the person will have had texted me by the time this date ends. And my anxiety really increased about that original connection, even though I was trying to date other people to try and decrease the connection and be less attached and less invested in this connection working out. So after that connection, or that experience where I tried to resolve the anxiety by dating multiple people and realized that it actually had the opposite effect, or at the best, no effect, that's when I actually made a conscious decision to only date one person at a time and to make decisions based on how that connection feels by itself, not in comparison to someone else. What does life feel like with this person when I'm paying attention and connecting to this person? And with that, I started to notice that not only was dating multiple people not really having the effects that I wanted, but dating just one person at a time had some really positive effects that I hadn't noticed or realized were possible because I wasn't doing it. The first thing that I noticed is that I just felt like I had a lot more energy in life. And I also felt like in dating, my energy shifted a lot. It went from this feeling of always being a little bit rushed, a little bit pressured, which is often where dating multiple people can come from, is trying to speed up that process, to feeling relaxed and enjoying the process more and really tuning into each connection. So the first energy that shifted was this feeling of being rushed. And then secondarily, the next subtle energy shift that I noticed was when it comes to that idea of dating multiple people to feel like you're in demand, to feel like you are in charge, to feel like you are desirable, I actually noticed the opposite. When I started to date one person at a time, there was an energy shift where it was like, I'm going to continue dating you as long as it's feeling good and as long as it's feeling like the connection that I'm looking for. And as soon as it starts to veer off that, it really doesn't make sense to date that person anymore because you can only date one person at a time and you want to make sure that that connection is making sense for you. So when it's veering off path, you end that connection so that you can be open to someone else. And that is different than there's five spots available per week in my calendar for five different people. And since I'm not really fully paying attention to any of you, I'm just going to keep dating all of you past the expiration point of the connection because there's parts of it that I like, or there's something that I'm getting out of it in terms of feeling desirable or feeling in demand or feeling like I'm getting somewhere. So when you shift your energy into this super intentional energy, I noticed in my own experience that I think the other person can really feel that too. Like they kind of feel like, whoa, this is my chance. This is my opportunity. This is my opening. This is the window in this person's life where we get to connect and see what this connection feels like and is made of. And with that shift, you become really attuned to what the connection truly feels like. I had a client who was dating two people and is now married to one of those people. However, really had a conflict before she decided to commit to this person that she's now married to, meaning just in the early stages for being exclusive. And the conflict was that she was dating one person that she was really excited about, where there was a lot of hot and cold behavior, there was a lot of chemistry and intensity, but the person wasn't really passing in the respect element and wasn't really showing up in a consistent way. And then on the other hand, this other person was showing up in a really consistent way, and they had attraction, they had connection, but because the person was consistent, it just didn't feel as intense as the other connection. And she wasn't sure if she should end it. And I really encouraged her not to. And I would say I was even a little bit confused, kind of working through some of these emotions that she was having around both connections. And in the end, I was like, you know, if you're not sure, then don't end it. And she wasn't sure. I said, give it some more time, explore it a little bit more. Things didn't work out with the intense person because they don't work out with people who are not consistent or not showing up for the connection. And then things continued with the person who was more consistent and super developed once that other person was out of the picture. And she realized, whoa, there's actually a lot here that I just wasn't attuned to because my nervous system was constantly being fried by this other person. And even months and years down the line, she would sometimes say to me, it's like scary to think about what I almost walked away from now that they're like married and it's an amazing relationship. So I think that when we pay attention to one person at a time, we don't have those conflicts and we're really able to tune into either of those connections, right? So that first one where it was super intense and her nervous system was kind of being fried by connecting with this person, that's something you can really tune into and notice when you're just dating that person. And if you have that standard of, you know, I'm only going to continue dating people who are meeting the five elements, who it feels good to be in connection with, then that person falls away. And then on the other hand, once she meets the other person who was more consistent, and there were those seeds of connection that were just ready to sprout, and she could notice and be more attuned to them, then it would feel a lot more clear. So that's why dating one person at a time can really help us speed up the process, actually, because we avoid these conflicts. We avoid these red herrings in dating that catch our attention and prevent us from noticing some of these really good connections that feel a little bit different in comparison. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode and you enjoy this podcast, it would be so wonderful to see a review from you on Apple Podcasts. You can do so by searching for Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast, clicking on it, and then scrolling all the way down. The reviews mean so much to me, and they really help other people find the podcast. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who has already done that. I really appreciate it. If you want to work together, if you want to learn more about my coaching program called From Dating to Exclusive, check out the link in the show notes. Get on the wait list so you can get priority registration, the early bird discount, as well as a sneak peek into our workbook that we're going to be using together. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good day. Bye.